The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and joining us by phone, Mr. Al Foreman. Good morning, Al.
Well, good morning, Janet. How are you today?
I am fantastic. Lots of information to share with our listeners. A little bit of an update from you about progress being made at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. So how are things going there?
Everything is going great. Our staff is most energetic, and they're doing a fantastic job. We're getting product in huge quantities every day. And we're still shooting for right around Thanksgiving for an opening. And I do want to encourage people, if they're in the area of 3105 North State Road 7 in the city of Margate, which happens to be in the Penn Dutch Plaza Shopping Center, please stop in and visit. And poke your head in and say hello. We had many people come in yesterday, even though we're setting up product on the shelf and doing all kinds of odds and ends that have to go into opening a store. We welcome those people that would like to come in and take a look and see what the new Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center will be looking like. I am very impressed with the way our staff is diligently working to get everything on the shelf in its proper order. And the consumer will be exposed to so many different national brands of products that it may kind of spin their minds a little bit, Janet, because of what they're going to see. The assortment is just unbelievable. And we do encourage people to just come by and just take a quick peek inside and see what it's all about. And I have been using your office as my desk, doing a lot of different paperwork. And it is a very most comfortable office, Jen, I have to tell you that. And I know people will be looking forward to sitting down with you when we do open and talking about some of the issues that they have with their health issues or health challenges or how to improve longer life. How to reduce stress, how to sleep better, how to lose weight. And there are so many things that go into making a body healthy. And I know that you have, over the years, helped countless thousands of people get on track to do the right thing to help improve their health. So I personally want to thank you for all the help that you've given to everybody that has come in to see you. And I look forward to the day that when we do open, that these people that have not experienced the benefits of your knowledge will come in and sit down and have a chat with you and see how they can be improved as well. So with that said, I will be listening on the radio as we normally do here at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers in Margate, and we look forward to hearing a lot of great information.
Okay, I am all set. Thanks for your call, Al. Thank you for the update. And, yeah, it would be great to have our listeners stop by just to see what's going on at the store. I think people are just going to be astonished, amazed, and very, very anxious for the opening of the store. I know I am.
Well, me too. And I do want to express my interest in letting people know that you're more than welcome to bring in any technology instrument that you have to check prices, because I can tell you this, that you will find no lower prices anywhere, whether they be online or whether they be in another retail store. But our prices are focusing on the issue of EDLP. That's something I've practiced in all my years in business, is offering the lowest possible price with the best service 52 weeks a year. And our hours for operation are Monday to Friday, 9 to 8, Saturday, 9 to 6. And we are closed Sundays and all major holidays, including the holiday of the Jewish faith, which is Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So with that said, Jenna, I will say goodbye. We're going to be listening intently to everything that you want to share with our listeners. And I will speak to you tomorrow.
Okay. Thanks so much for the call. Have a great day.
Bye.
Okay, so I just want to get started on a little bit of a local political note. I am reading from a Sierra Club newsletter, and the recommendation from the Sierra Club has some information that will ultimately impact so many of us. And the recommendation from the Sierra Club of South Florida is vote no on Amendment 1. And Amendment 1 is worded in a kind of misleading way. So Amendment 1, I should tell you, is funded by utility companies to protect their monopolies and limit customer-owned solar power. So what the Amendment 1 does is it paves the way for barriers that would penalize solar customers. So if you're an individual who is interested in installing solar powers, being able to collect that solar energy and actually reduce your dependence on utility-provided electrical power, you need to know about Amendment 1. And as I said, the wording is kind of confusing. So what it does is mislead voters, promising rights and protections that as Florida citizens you already have. So beware and pay attention to the wording. You already have the right to gather solar energy. And instead of protecting that right, Amendment 1 will stifle solar power and keep Floridians beholden to big utility companies for their electrical power. So a recommendation from the Sierra Club, vote no on Amendment 1. And being a supporter of alternative energy sources, wind power, solar power, tide power, all those different options for creating energy to power our electrical devices, we need to protect that option. It is so much an approach that minimizes the possibility that we are beholden to oil-producing entities, to large public utilities, and so on. So Sierra Club, vote no on Amendment 1. And then, going back to what I was discussing yesterday, I came across a very interesting email in my mailbox this morning. Yesterday, I was talking about stress and anxiety, and at the end of the conversation, I went through things like GABA and theanine and Relora, ashwagandha, ginger, ginseng, rather, and the benefits that all of those supplemental substances can provide with regard to reducing your physical response to stress and anxiety, minimizing the possibility of panic attacks, or minimizing the possibility that you would have stress created by leaving your home or in social situations or in work situations, pressure situations. So one of the areas that I received the email about this morning had to do with essential oils, and that was a whole category that I had neglected to mention. And this email was just incredible with this very, very nice profile of all of the different substances that are essential oils that you can use to minimize your anxiety, to soothe you, to calm you down. And one of the important points that I like to make to people who are unfamiliar with essential oils is the active component in the essential oils tends to plug into your brain chemistry virtually immediately. So when you inhale something, that scent can make a brain chemistry change immediately. So when you're swallowing the GABA or the theanine, it might take a little bit of time, let's say 20 minutes, half an hour, for your body to metabolize it, get it into your bloodstream, and then affect muscular change, an emotional change, a brain change. And so using an inhaled substance, you are able to achieve a change in your emotional status very, very quickly. And they've been around, they've been used for more than 2,000 years. So keep in mind that these are substances that have such an incredibly lengthy history in human use. And so the essential oils, they can be extracted from the flowers of a plant, the leaves, the bark, the roots. It can come from a variety of different areas within the plant. And the essential oils are not diluted. That means that they come to you directly out of the plant. And the very high quality essential oils, the essential oils that you will find in the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, would be from companies like Now and Auracacia. And you have a level of confidence with these companies because they have, over the years, established themselves as companies that you can trust, that the raw materials are tested, that the extraction processes are the highest quality, least contaminating extraction processes, so no exposure to chemicals. And they're going to give you not only psychological, emotional relief, but they actually contribute to healing capacity within your body. So here are some of the essential oils that are being recommended by the American College of Healthcare Sciences, and they have been doing studies with hospice patients. They've been doing a number of different studies, and here is a recommendation based on their studies, the essential oils that have been providing very substantial relief for the patients being studied. So, number one, what they're suggesting is a high-quality sweet almond oil. That sweet almond oil would be kind of a carrier, so to speak. And the way that I would see some of these combinations, and you can use them individually or you can use them in combination. And there are so many different ways of using them. When you begin with the sweet almond oil and then add some other essential oils to the mix, you can apply it topically to your skin, and you're going to get not only the fragrance that you're able to inhale, but you're also going to be getting a soothing response based on that sweet almond oil being massaged into your skin. You are tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, and I'm Janet Cimarelli. I am going to be giving you the entire list of essential oils that are going to be beneficial for your psychological, emotional well-being. And what we're going to do is take a short break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, and I'll be right back. Okay. You can find out more about the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers at this website, sav-a-nutrition.com. lotnutritioncenters.com. See progress of the store coming together. Check in for pre-opening specials. Learn more about EDLP, the unique saving opportunity of everyday low pricing. You want more information? Go to al@savealotnutritioncenters.com.
Concerned about your health and the health of your family? Tune every weekday morning to Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. Janet Cimarelli will be available for nutrition counseling sessions at Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The store will be opening in November, and she'll keep you updated on the construction progress. Located at 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, in the Penn Dutch Center.
And welcome back. This is the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. Keep in mind that this information is brought to you by the Save a Lot Nutrition Centers. You can find out about the Save a Lot Nutrition Centers purposes, the latest progress about the store in Margate by going to SAVA-LOT Nutritioncenters.com, and you can see pictures of the progress being made in the toward that golden day that the store will open, and a lot of information just to keep you up to date on progress at Save a Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7. That's just a half mile south of Sample Road on 441. So you look for the Spirit Halloween store on the west side of 441, and you look for the Penn Dutch Shopping Center. If you find that Penn Dutch Shopping Center, you will certainly be able to find the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center at the south end of the Penn Dutch Center behind the Spirit Halloween store. And we're looking forward to an opening around Thanksgiving. Okay, so back to the essential oils that you'll be able to find at incredibly wonderful prices at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. I think that everybody knows about lavender. And so over the years, some of the things that I've suggested is just keeping a tiny bottle of lavender in your purse or pocket. And in stressful situations, you can just put a little dab on your fingertip and just hold that under your nose. It can be looking like you're itching your nose a little bit, and you're truly inhaling the lavender. But what the studies that were being reported in this email talked about is when you start with that sweet almond oil and you add the lavender and you do a hand massage with that lovely, lovely combination, there were patients who reported less pain, less depression, and more effective for pain and depression than just doing massage. But there's nothing, well, I shouldn't say there's nothing, but it is one of the most soothing and calming and lovely things that you can do for yourself with this almond oil lavender mix massaged into your hands. Now, it's lovely if you can have someone do it for you, even more beneficial. But if you don't have someone around to do that almond oil lavender massage into your hand, well, do it for yourself. Do something good for yourself today. Okay, so I talked about lavender. We know it's calming. We know it has a relaxing effect. It helps to restore balance to your nervous system. So a little bit of support to sleep makes you less restless, makes you less irritable. It certainly minimizes the intensity of panic attacks, and it just general stress and tension. You're going to minimize the impact on you when you're doing that lavender combination. And then if you're inhaling the lavender, there is specific reduction in your stress response. And then with the very high quality organic essential oils, you can fill an empty capsule, and you don't have to fill it. You can put a few drops in an empty capsule and swallow that essential oil. So there are so many different delivery methods, and the response to these essential oils, so completely non-toxic, so beneficial to your brain chemistry, your circulatory system, your immune system. Because we know when you reduce stress, your immune system is going to benefit. And so lots of information about the benefits of lavender. Essential oil, rose essential oil, the high quality rose essential oil. It's one of the most expensive oils, but it is right up there with lavender with regard to relieving shock. People who are grieving, people who are dealing with panic attacks. And if you were to do a very nice combination of a little lavender and a little rose, and all of the essential oils that I'm going to be talking about today, you can combine all of them, one of them in the almond oil, whatever is appealing to your senses. So very helpful to get the benefits as well as the pleasure of inhaling these magnificent scents. So high quality rose oil, and you can do just, as I said, a drop on your fingertips and then touch the tips of your nose so you can be inhaling it. You can use any number of steam dispensers so that you can essentially fill a room with these fabulous scents, and you're able to just relax and expect the mind beneficial effects just over night, over when you're using one of these situations to put the scent all through your bedroom. So soothing over the course of the night. What about a foot bath? And you don't have to spend a lot of money to buy one of the electric heated ones. They're just a plastic dishpan with warm water. Find the temperature of the water that's best for you, and a few drops of a combination, a few drops of the one essential oil that you like the best. You get so much benefit. And you say, okay, well, if I can inhale it, I can massage it into my hands, I can do a foot bath. Yes, and each one has a slightly different beneficial effect on your overall situation. So a foot bath, one of the things that I talk to people about is reflexology. So if you find out that there's a particular area of your body that's under stress, you find the reflexology point, and you can do it on your hands, you can do it on your feet. And so a foot bath with the essential oil will be a prelude, so to speak, that's very beneficial to working on that spot on the soles of your feet that will have a systemic beneficial effect. The other thing is all of those blood vessels and nerve endings that come, that are the end of the line, so to speak, and the soles of your feet, you're going to enhance circulation. You're going to help to break down accumulations of debris on those nerve endings and in those blood vessels. So essential oil, in addition to the warmth of the really good quality water, dramatic soothing effects. Lang Lang, okay. It's very popular, and it certainly is something that's used for relieving anxiety and depression. It is discussed as something that will support courage and optimism and reduce fear. So all of these things that are going on in your conscious and subconscious mind that ultimately impact your nervous system and your emotional state, you have the opportunity with really high quality essential oils to break that cycle, so to speak. So support optimism, and you might just be using the Lang Lang because you like how, not only how it makes you feel, but you like the scent. You enjoy having that scent around you. And why do you enjoy it? Well, it really is making a difference in your nervous system and your brain. Fabulous. Reduce heart agitation. Possibly even work to reduce palpitations. So as part of that overall anxiousness and stress that you may be experiencing, Lang Lang can help to reduce palpitations that may result from that stress and anxiety. So the combination of Lang Lang with bergamot and lavender, fabulous. If you're looking for real stress relief without swallowing a pill, here's that mixture. Sweet almond oil, bergamot, lavender, and Lang Lang. And you can play with the ratios of the different ingredients to get the sensation that you're looking for and the scent that you're looking for. Massage it into your hands, possibly make your little mixture, and then keep a drop of it on your fingertips so that when you go to just looks like you're scratching the tip of your nose, rubbing the tip of your nose, you're really inhaling this most beneficial mixture of essential oils. Purity, known established benefits, and you can do this on your own without swallowing a thing. But as I said, those really good high quality essential oils in a capsule, you can swallow them too. You're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'm talking to you about short-circuiting, anxiety, stress, panic attacks, heart palpitations, that whole profile of unpleasant situations that may arise because you're anxious or fearful. Stay tuned. More to come.
Health and happiness are high priority, but so is the health of your budget. That is where Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers addresses all of your health and nutrition needs with EDLP. Everyday low pricing. No need to wait for special sales. Every day of the week, you can find the health-supporting items you have come to rely on at the prices that fit your pocketbook. Want more? Go to info@SaveALotNutritionCenters.com.
Hi. This is Janet Cimarelli, and I want to keep you posted on an incredible supplement shopping opportunity coming soon to Margate, Florida, 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, just south of Sample Road on the west side of State Road 7, or otherwise known as 441. You will find Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center under construction. Stop in, say hello, get the latest news on EDLP and the great things you will soon find at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. Incredible pricing, knowledgeable vitamin specialists, free nutrition counseling, all coming soon. And And welcome back. That music coming back makes me very happy. And when we start the show, it actually has a line of the song saying, "Start spreading the news." And that's what I hope all of you listeners are doing, that you're spreading the news with your family, your friends, your neighbors about the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center that will be opening soon in Margate and bringing you the best prices, EDLP, everyday low prices, so you will not have any budget busting supplement shopping. You will be able to achieve your supplement program at fabulous, fabulous savings. Okay. I had a caller very much tuning into our election coming up, and I mentioned at the beginning of the show, vote no on Amendment 1. That's a recommendation from the Sierra Club. And the question that is posed by the caller is, what do I have to say about the recommendation that is on the Florida ballots with regard to marijuana? And it's very important to understand that there is a dramatic difference between cannabidiol, which we have been talking about for over a year here on WNN, and marijuana. Certainly there I haven't got a good answer to the caller, but I will have an answer for sure tomorrow. I did begin to read the wording on that, on the ballot that I just received in the mail, but I didn't have time to really pull the wording apart to decide which way it was kind of directing me. Certainly with the vote on Amendment 1, the wording is very misleading, and the wording was kind of strange in this part on the ballot with regard to marijuana. I just want to let people know that the pharmaceutical companies are so against accessing the population, accessing the beneficial components associated with marijuana. Now, I don't necessarily talk about marijuana. I talk about cannabidiol that is extracted from hemp. And there's a lot of confusion about how closely aligned those two plants are. The marijuana plant is very different than the hemp plant that is the source of cannabidiol. Cannabidiol is so important with regard to the subject that I've been discussing this morning, which is distress and anxiety. Cannabidiol actually plugs into your neurological system. And coming up soon, I don't have the date in front of me, but we will be hosting Stuart Tomk, and he is the educator and spokesperson for CV Sciences, the producers of Plus C cannabidiol products, CBD oil. They are that particular company has invested greatly because of all of the research on the benefits associated with cannabidiol. They grow their hemp, which is a plant that grows to about 12 feet tall, and it looks like bamboo almost. And hemp, this information is such a political hot button now as it was 70, 80, 90 years ago. There was this political football of which crop was going to be the desirable base component, cotton or hemp, because these hemp stalks that I mentioned look somewhat like bamboo. These hemp stalks lend themselves to virtually all different kinds of products, rope, food, clothing, Just so many, so many different products can be made from that base hemp ingredient. And there's a lot of misperception on the part of the public about how connected the hemp and the marijuana plants are. Cannabidiol is not hallucinogenic, and different types of marijuana are hallucinogenic. But do they also provide other beneficial effects for the users? Yes, indeed. Is it addictive? Well, depending on which research you read, there's conflicting information. So tomorrow I will come prepared with an answer to the question about the changes in the Florida law regarding hemp, cannabidiol, marijuana. I'll be prepared. Right now, I don't have an answer for you because I haven't assessed the wording on the ballot yet. Okay, so I told you about lavender, lang lang, bergamot. Okay, chamomile. Wonderful. So useful for so many different situations. It will minimize that sensation of being irritable. You will reduce anxiety, reduce that brain's cycle of worry. You overthink. You keep obsessively overthinking a particular issue, and unfortunately that brings you down the path of feeling anxious and worried. And then the last one, frankincense, depression, anxiety. It gives you calming and tranquil energy, and it is grounding. It is a beneficial component of meditation. If you, yesterday I mentioned meditation to start with just 1 minute. And you work on a phrase or a breathing approach for 1 minute that is meant to calm your mind. Well, for all those people out there who may be struggling with that 1 minute, frankincense might be something that you could use on your fingertips, massage into the palms of your hands. Remember that if you're going to do that massage, you want to put it in some sweet almond oil before you do the massage. So those are some things. You don't have to swallow anything in addition to your regular supplement program. You don't have to change your diet. My suggestion is your first dietary change, if you're dealing with anxiety and panic feelings, get rid of the sugar, get rid of the sweeteners. Those are the things that contribute to changes in your brain chemistry, very much supporting anxiety and depression. So that's how I would suggest enhancing the supplement program that I laid out yesterday with regard to minimizing sensations of panic, anxiety, depression, agoraphobia, whatever that might be. And if you're just dealing with a very slight situation in that category, maybe the theanine and some chamomile or some lavender. You can put on an organic cotton ball a couple of drops of lavender and have it in your pocket. Put your hand in your pocket and then by your nose and inhale that lavender. Inhale the lang lang. Very expensive choice. The high quality rose essential oil is awesome. So, lots of different choices out there. Okay, moving on. Another area that's kind of related to that whole discussion of anxiety and panic, has to do with dementia. When you're constantly in, an off-balance state, as you are, you're not able to be yourself with anxiety and panic, the risk of dementia is an issue. So you want to learn breathing techniques. You want to use those essential oils. But listen to this. Here's the good and the bad. The article that I'm looking at was a report that is found in the Huffington Post, and they are saying caffeine curbs dementia risk. Well, remember a couple of months ago, there was a lot of information out there about caffeine and coffee helps to minimize the possibility that you will that you are at risk for developing diabetes. Well, coffee lovers don't need any more encouragement to indulge in their cup of coffee. A new study suggests that caffeine may stave off dementia. Boy, am I happy to hear that. And that other form, in addition to dementia and other forms of cognitive impairment, and the report focuses specifically on older women. Okay, so researchers tracked the brain function and caffeine consumption of more than 6,000 women, 65 and older, for 10 years. And after looking at all of the other risk factors like depression, smoking, heart disease, alcohol intake, they found that the women who drank the caffeine equivalent of 3 8-ounce cups of coffee in a day reduce their risk of dementia by 36. I haven't had my 3 cups of coffee yet today, but I'm going to work on reducing my risk of dementia. It's a very pleasant way to reduce my risk of dementia. The findings haven't established a cause and effect relationship, and it remains to be seen how that caffeine helps. And they're supposing that maybe the stimulant effect can block certain chemical receptors in the brain that ultimately could malfunction and reduce the ability to learn new things, reduce memory, and so on as people age. So what was not studied in this, it isn't mentioning, whether these more than 6,000 women over the age of 65 were on any medication, because there are so many pharmaceuticals out there that people over the age of 65 may be taking, indeed over the age of 50, and those pharmaceuticals can have an impairment effect on brain chemistry. So that wasn't studied. And I think that that's a really important component of evaluating the benefits associated with caffeine and its ability to reduce the risk of developing dementia. The study's author was encouraged by the results, and he says, mounting evidence of caffeine consumption as a protective factor against cognitive impairment is exciting. Caffeine is an easily modifiable dietary component, and about... ooh, this is sad information. More than 5 million Americans have been diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and 1 in 3 seniors dies with some form of dementia. Okay, so when we come back, maybe I'll talk a little bit about some of the components that are out there that will potentially enhance keeping your brain working at in top form. You're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'll be right back. Want to keep up to date on progress at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate? You can visit SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. Do you want to find out even more? Go to info@SaveALotNutritionCenters.com and tune in every day for the latest updates on special events coming up at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and learn more about the low, low prices coming soon at Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate.
You can find out more about the Save a Lot Nutrition Centers at this website, sav-a-lotnutritioncenters.com. See progress of the store coming together. Check in for pre-opening specials. Learn about EDLP, the unique saving opportunity of everyday low pricing. Want more information? Send an email to al@savealotnutritioncenters.com.
And welcome back. You're tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. We spoke with Al Foreman earlier, and he is bringing us up to date about all of the products being received at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center. And the team is being assembled over there. Lots of familiar faces. And I, for one, can't wait for those doors to be opening. Al mentioned that he was sitting in my office and using that very pleasant location within the store. And so I look forward to be sitting there in the office talking with you and guiding you with regard to overcoming some health challenges. So, for older individuals, it's certainly a big issue with memory changes and the concern that you may, be losing the facility, the efficiency of how your brain works. So listen to this. Vitamin D levels predict the risk of brain decline in the elderly. And this was done on a pretty significant number. I will mention the number later on. It was research conducted by Duke Medical School, Duke University, on Chinese subjects. And they have definitively associated vitamin D levels with increased subsequent risk of cognitive decline and impairment. And they're saying that primarily you're getting the vitamin D based on your exposure to sunlight. And I'm going to say au contraire. I'm going to say that that vitamin D is the ability to convert that vitamin D is impaired when you've showered in chlorinated water, when you've used soap, and certainly when you have used sunscreen. So the vitamin D is important for bones and muscles. We know that. However, this research was showing that it is playing a significant role in maintaining healthy brain function. So you have an increased risk of cardiovascular and neurodegenerative diseases when you are dealing with low vitamin D levels. So listen to this. When I see people and I take a look at their blood tests more and more and more, people are having their doctors test their vitamin D levels. The range, the reference range is 30 to 100. And very often, I see people who have 15, 18, 22. Those are not health supporting levels of vitamin D. So critically important for how your immune system is meant to work. I think this is the time of the year here in South Florida where people need to be very aware of their vitamin D levels and get those levels into an optimal range, not merely the reference range. So the reference range, 30 to 100. I see people dramatically under 30. I also see people who might be 32 and their doctor says, you're good. No problem. Not an issue. And the truth is, if you want to minimize your potential for a variety of degenerative diseases, minimize your potential, according to this study, for risk of cardiovascular and neurodegeneration, then raise those vitamin D levels. What's your goal? Oh, possibly, let's say, 70 to 80. If any of my listeners have ever been diagnosed with cancer, you might want those levels even higher than 80. And very often when the levels are low, the doctor might recommend 50,000 IUs of vitamin D once a week. Keep in mind many times what form of vitamin D that you will be getting with that 50,000 IU prescription is a synthetic D, and it is not something that is very easily utilized, taken up by your body, and doesn't necessarily do the job. Doesn't it make a little bit more sense to use, let's say, 5,000 IUs every day? Vitamin D being a nutrient, wouldn't it make more sense to have vitamin D on a daily basis rather than this overwhelming punch of 50,000 IUs once a week? So studies, more studies in Europe and North America have linked low vitamin D levels with future cognitive decline. So drink your coffee and take your vitamin D. There were 200 study subjects over 60 years of age, and their base vitamin D levels were measured at the start and their cognitive abilities assessed over 2 years. Regardless of gender and the extent of advanced age, individuals with lower vitamin D levels at the start of the study were twice as likely to exhibit significant cognitive decline. So here we have fabulous, fabulous, fabulous information. You want to support your brain with the essential fat, essential oils. That calms the situation. You want to nourish your brain and nourish your immune system, nourish your circulatory system with vitamin D. Don't forget to take your 3 cups of coffee in the morning as well. Remember that it is important to choose organic coffee. Coffee that has not been exposed to a host of chemicals that you are then ingesting and may very well short circuit the benefits that are affordable to you with the use of that caffeine, that caffeinated coffee. So we want to reduce our future cognitive decline. We want to minimize it. How do you do it? Just your vitamin D. So vitamin D protects against neuron damage and loss. And what's one of the things that we see with patients who have been diagnosed with dementia, have been diagnosed with Alzheimer's? Shrinkage of the brain. Debris accumulating in the brain that actually contributes to the die-off of these neurons. So more investigations into the effects of vitamin D on cognitive decline are needed, but what we have right now is rapidly increasing prevalence of cognitive decline in aging populations. So you don't necessarily have to go for these hugely expensive substances that are meant to enhance or overcome limits of brain function. I'm referring to that Limitless movie. You can take your coffee and your vitamin D, and you're getting started. Once again, what should you eliminate? Sugar and artificial sweeteners. They have a negative impact on your brain chemistry. They have a negative impact on your brain function. So much good stuff going on, and ways for you to enhance your good health, enhance your brain chemistry, and make those extra years that all of the scientific advances have afforded us with coffee and vitamin D and some wonderful, enjoyable essential oils. I hope you're doing a little bit of sweet almond oil, bergamot, lavender, chamomile, rose massage to your hands, maybe a little bit of a foot soak. It feels so good. And I will be back tomorrow with information on the wording in the ballot with regard to marijuana. We'll figure that out, but keep in mind the cannabidiol has a wonderful benefit with regard to depression, anxiety, so many health supporting effects associated with the cannabidiol extracted from hemp. This has been the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I am Janet Cimarelli. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP, coming soon to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.